Welcome to 100 Yards for Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards for Football. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. I'd like to give special thanks today to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, one of the most talented guys working on social media. Today's video is our 2024 NFL draft prospect, Mr. Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State University. So, one more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. This gentleman right here has came on the landscape in the college football era, and it's been one of the most explosive players I've seen come in this game in a long time. I know one Mr. Bobby Butler, who is a contributor and one of the players on our team here at 100 Yards Football, he got to be excited. Keon Coleman out of Opelousas, Louisiana. The thing that's so amazing about this young man, that he was an outstanding basketball player. A lot of people could say that he can play in the NBA at 6'4 and 215 pounds as a shooting guard. And then think about the area he comes from, Opelousas, where it's very simple. It's something in the water. Rod Milburn, Summer Olympic champion 1972, Lord Mumford, NFL Super Bowl champion Miami Dolphins, Devin Henderson, Super Bowl champion with the New Orleans Saints, CeeDee Lamb, right now wide receiver with the Dallas Cowboys. It's got to be something in the water in that little town down in Louisiana. It's a suburb of Lafayette. And how I know that he's special, one of my good friends, my frat brother, Mr. Carl Simeon, is a very competitive guy at a high level. And he told me about this gentleman before the season started. What I don't understand that before Keon Coleman transferred to Florida State, there was a lot of draft pundits said they didn't know what this young man, where he stood as far as going in the NFL draft. And I'm looking at, well, he was at Michigan State last year and he had 58 receptions for 798 yards and 7 touchdowns in 2022. Then he played in 6 games on the Michigan State basketball team under Tom Izzo. A lot of athletes don't do that. But boy, he got in the right system under Mike Norvell, former head coach of University of Memphis. And boy, he went to work. Game film, LSU, coming out right out of the bat. Labor Day weekend, 9 receptions, 122 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Clemson, 5 receptions, 86 yards, 17 yards a catch, 2 touchdowns. Syracuse, 9 receptions for 140 yards, 15 yards a catch and a touchdown. And Dino Babers, I didn't say it. The Syracuse coach said this about Keon Coleman. God was showing us that day when he made him, he's extremely athletic, like a gymnast. God made him. That's what a football player is. When you get that type of love from your peers, that means you're a player, man. That means you're a player at a high level. Looking at the skill set with this young man, it's been a lot of great receivers that's played in this game. There's no question about it. But being 6'4", 215, with the ability to jump out of the gym, an ability that he has shown, the skill set is a competitor, A+. I like his frame, muscular, A+. The ball tracking skills. This guy can go get the ball, man, A+. Quick for his size, A+. Elite size, A+. Game breaking ability. Can I say Mike Quick? Philadelphia Eagles, by the way. Outstanding acceleration, A+. Exceptional foot speed, A+. Efficient diamond release off the line of scrimmage, A+. Impressive ball skills, as I just mentioned, A+. Threat after the catch, A+. Hard to tackle, man. Explosive agility. Being able to turn your body a certain way. Can we say Megatron, Kevin Johnson, too? Outstanding contact balance as a receiver, A+. Versatile, as I just mentioned, that outstanding basketball player. This guy right now, playing for the Florida State Seminoles, who have an outstanding shot to being in the college football playoffs, might be the best receiver in the country. It might even be even close. This gentleman is playing at a super, super high level. And right now, if I had to say we would have the 2024 NFL draft and I had the opportunity with the first pick and I needed a receiver, it'd be hard for me to pass up on this young man from Appaloosa, Louisiana. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. What an explosive football player at that size. If you like the video, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner, here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. We'd like to say thank you and have a blessed day.